Hi, friend. Welcome to our 10th and final checkpoint. Channeling your Mr. Miyagi as the path to continuous improvement. Now, this may be our last checkpoint in our last module of the last stage, but it is not the end of the journey. That's what continuous improvement is all about, that we can continue to get better. Remember, I mentioned that idea of spiraling, right? We always come back around smarter, more skilled, with greater capacity, so that we don't have to do all the things. We just have to do the right things, a small number of right things well. You know, I keep using metaphors as a cognitive hook, and I've done that throughout the PLC. And I've been talking about the Karate Kid and Mr. Miyagi, and I want to channel Mr. Miyagi again because I think that movie has so many, you know, relevant points as we talk about what does it take to get good at something. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to continue to think about not only what it takes for you to get good, but what will it take for you to be able to coach students so they can get good. Right? Remember what Freire says, our job is to help students become, to reach that full potential, or as Dewey said, to have full range of their capacities. And that's what we're up to. You know, Mr. Miyagi really tried to be that coach and to do it in a way that took Daniel into the learning pit, but he was also skilled enough to bring him out. And, you know, right now you're going to have to bring your own self into the pit. This is why it's really important to have a group of colleagues around who are doing similar work, because sometimes it's really hard for us to do that for ourselves. But I do want you to be thinking about that coaching part. Now, if you're a coach or if you're a leader, you know, you actually have a formal coaching role. But even if you're a teacher leader or just a classroom teacher by your own definition with, you know, not a formal leadership role, then you still have to learn these skills of coaching because that's at the heart of culturally responsive teaching. Now, I'm not talking about coaching in the traditional sense. You know, I'm going to observe and I'm going to give you feedback and I'm going to model. Those are all part of it, but this is a richer type of coaching we're talking about. That instructional conversation that we've lifted up all the way through stage two is so important. You have to get good at that. Think about how Mr. Miyagi engaged in that instructional conversation, right? That was part of his toolkit for moving Daniel forward. So what I want to leave you with in this checkpoint is that idea that we are striving for equity. We are looking to reduce the predictability of who achieves and who does it in your school community. So you can always go back and look at that data. Is that data shifting? Is it shifting on the formative assessment level? Is it shifting in terms of some mid-level indicators? Because it's going to be a while before you see it shift in terms of test scores. But know that that's what we're striving for. That however the distribution of children of color and poor children, English learners, whatever their distribution in your student population, that should be their distribution across the bands of achievement, right? They shouldn't all be lumped at the bottom, right? The same folks are at the top, you know, white and Asian students at the higher ends. This is what we're trying to interrupt. And the only way to interrupt that is by empowering each student to really be able to build their capacity. That's why the second point of equity is interrupting instructional practices and social practices that reproduce inequity. Meaning, if there are racial microaggressions going on in classrooms, no amount of SEL programming is going to change that until you get skilled at being able to do that. So being able to interrupt microaggressions, to shift the dynamic, to reduce the cortisol and up the oxytocin, those are the things you have to get skilled at. And last but not least is that ability to cultivate the unique gift and genius of every student. Again, this is not about food, fabric, and festivals. This is not about window dressing. This is not about, you know, trying to show who's woker than who. This is about undoing our legacy of inequity by design that's been embedded in schooling. We are a country born of apartheid. Our task now, as culturally responsive educators, is to rewire the system so that we can reduce the predictability, we can interrupt negative practices, and we can cultivate the genius of every student. That's what we're up to. Remember, wax on, wax off. May the force be with you. Okay, I think I'm mixing metaphors now, but you know what I mean. Stay well and stay in touch.